does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Sectional semifinal Friday night for girls basketball around our state. Plenty of scores, plenty of action around the state. Less of me, more of the star of the show. He's going to shepherd you through the night with all the scores you could possibly need. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, what's going on? It's great to be with you and Graham Shear on a Friday night. As you said, Coach, sectional semifinal Friday on the girls' side. The exciting part, rolling in already, we have four overtime games. One game in OT from each level. We start from Class A in the Tri-County Sectional. North White defeats Caston in OT, 42-39. Also requiring extra time from Class 2A, the Central Noble Sectional. Westview 39, Fremont 30. That required an extra period. Up to Class 3A, we're in double overtime from the Benton Central Sectional. Twin Lakes knocks off West Lafayette in double OT, 68-61. But there's one more double overtime game remaining. 4A, Noblesville Sectional. Fisher 67, Noblesville 64, two overtimes required. That and more on the way on IST Next.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad you could join us, as you've heard already. Some great games. I mean, really, really, really good games, as you'd anticipate on a night like tonight. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We start with the Mount Vernon Sectional. That's number 9. Keith Myers from Indiana SRN joins me to talk about that one tonight at Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon beats Pendleton Heights 29-25 in the first game, the second game. Keith, who wins that second game tonight?
New Powell and Anderson, Bob.
Ah, New Powell winning that one. Just a lot of great games. All right, so take me through game number one and tell me how Mount Vernon is pretty good, very good team. How are they able to win this first one?
Well, I tell you what, Bob, it was a scoring frenzy, as you can tell by the score. No, it was just a defensive battle, Bob. Both teams played very, very well. A lot of pressure of defense. Pendleton Heights scored 5 points in the fourth quarter, Bob. But other than that, Mount Vernon just pulled off with the free throws to win it 29-25. Talked to Julie Shelton after the end of the game. She said the atmosphere was nuts because this place was packed for that first game.
Right. Well, I don't think anyone's surprised. I mean, you're supposed to have sold-out arenas in the sectionals.
Yeah, it was great atmosphere and great hospitality. As you know, Mount Vernon people do it right.
Right.
What an effort that Pendleton Heights have made. Pendleton Heights now dropped again. Mount Vernon, it's a battle every year, Bob. It's a battle every year they play.
All right, tell me who are the Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Game number two, the New Powell and Anderson. Anderson was ahead at halftime 30-19, and New Powell had a 20-2 fourth quarter to win the thing 50-45, a 17-0 run, and it was just incredible. It's just, you know, to be honest with you, Bob, Clark and I was looking at each other going, okay, we got to get some filler. Well, the filler was New Powell filled the hole in the second half.
So, I mean, you think about these things, they're closely played ball games, as you would expect, so everyone valuing possessions, and yeah, you know, there may be low scoring, but listen, with as much pressure as you has on you, you don't want to try to make a mistake, and so this tends to be the way it is. Take me through this first game, and tell me who plays well in that first game that you did at Mount Vernon with their win tonight.
I just think the whole entire team effort, but they were led by their Mitch girl, little game with the ankle, but came through, knocked down some baskets. She has to also bring the ball up the floor at 6'3". You know, there's sometimes that they look for her to score, and she had a good scoring night. I just think Pendleton Heights had a plan of attack to stop the inside game, and that's what they did. And outside shooting wasn't there.
All right, so game two, New Pal, 5-point winner over Anderson. Is it close all the way?
Yeah, Anderson really dominated the first and second quarter, Bob. It really looked like Anderson was going to come up and win this thing. Anderson with an 8-14 record. I think New Pal might have overlooked them a little bit, but then New Pal just topped their way through. When you have a 20-2 run, Bob, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially playing in a semifinal of a sectional game. All right, so tell me your impressions on tomorrow night's championship game with Mount Vernon and New Pal. Know a lot about one another, play each other in regular season. What do you think?
Well, you know, you look at this, and you know, Mount Vernon had a rival tonight with Pendleton Heights. You look at this whole entire sectional; they know each other, they play each other, mm-hmm. and then you turn right around, and now you. New Pal and Mount Vernon are, what, 10 miles apart, 12 miles apart?
Right.
This place will be rocking. You better get a chair or a seat quick because I think it could be sold out. But you can always watch it on the ISHA TV network on Indiana SRN if you want to stay home and watch it.
Indiana RSN's Keith Myers. Nobody better than Keith at what he does. He has the Mount Vernon sectional. Game one, Mount Vernon beating Pendleton Heights 29-25. Game two, New Pal 50-45 winners over Anderson. Keith, thank you. I hope I'm talking to you tomorrow night. Thanks very much.
I hope I have a voice left, Bob.
I hope so, too. Thanks a lot, Keith. Thanks a lot. Coming up, we're going to talk with Chris Presley about more sectional action. It's a great night of basketball. Thank you so much for joining us. And short break. We'll come back, hoop it up a little bit more, talk some college basketball later on. But tonight, girls' sectional semifinals on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, driven to savelives.org. Sectional action tonight. Chris Presley joins me. Chris, long time no talk, sectional 34. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Coach. How are you?
Who are you working for tonight?
I was out here with IndianaHighSchoolSports.com.
Outstanding. I am so glad you're calling me tomorrow night, aren't you, for heaven's sakes?
I will be up at Wapahani covering that sectional final. So I'll call in after that game.
Perfect. All right, tonight you have Hamilton Heights and Jay County. Hamilton Heights wins that first one. And this is a nice sectional. It's really a nice sectional. So take me through this first game you had tonight.
Well, yeah, like you mentioned, Hamilton Heights and Jay County, a big-time matchup. Jay County 23-1 on the season. Hamilton Heights 17-5. Jay County's only loss came to the hands of Hamilton Heights earlier in the season. But, Coach, you can't really draw it up any more better than Coach Cherry for Hamilton Heights. His team's first 11 baskets of the game and all 9 baskets in the first half were three-pointers.
Wow. Man, oh, man. No, you're exactly right. You can't draw it up any better. That's amazing. Yikes.
Yeah, so their faithful was loud and proud, but a credit to Jay County. Obviously, you know, 58-47, so they fought their way back. Brilby for them finished with 25 leading all scorers, but realistically, Hamilton Heights, when you have three scorers that score over 14 points, and they were led by Hickok, just the way that they were shooting from outside, Jay County just unfortunately didn't have enough time on the clock.
Well, when you blitz like that from three, it's hard to come back. So game two, Yorktown Yorktown and Frankton. Yorktown wins this one 43-35. Did we have an explosive game like this in the second game?
We did not. It was a little more tempered scoring throughout for both teams. Frankton, 18-6 on the year, so an upset for Yorktown coming in 10-11. You know, their two seniors led the way. Isaacs had 10 and Wright had 10. And at the end of the ball game, it really came down to fouls and free throw shooting, and that's how Yorktown was able to pull away.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell me who plays well for these two teams tonight.
So like I mentioned, for Yorktown, you have Isaacs and Wright, both with 10 points. They're the seniors on this team. A nice backcourt there that led the way for Yorktown, the Tigers. And then when you look over to Frankton, Nickum for them, she had, 13 points. So a nice showing for her coming off the bench as well. So they got some good scoring out of her off the bench. Nice to have the sixth man come in and provide that spark, just not enough to get over the Tigers.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So it's sectional number 34 in Hamilton Heights. Tomorrow night, the championship will be Hamilton Heights and Yorktown. Hamilton Heights, 58-47, winners over Jay County. Yorktown, 43-35, winners over Frankton. Chris Presley, it's great to catch up with you. I'm glad you're doing well. Thanks for thinking of me. Be careful tomorrow night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on the show. Thanks for calling.
Will do, and take care of Brendan King for me.
Good luck on that. I'll try my best. Thanks a lot, Chris. Yeah, Brendan King, by the way, standing by in the wings, ready to come on in just a few seconds. A reminder, don't forget, busy night like tonight, a lot going on. Share with us your pictures, your videos. I've been following a whole lot of it on Twitter throughout the night, and it's fun. And I love doing the show. I've done it, obviously, for a long time. But I do miss not being able to be in a jam-packed arena watching people lay it on the line, so to speak, and literally leave it all behind. So, lots and lots of fun tonight. Stay with us. We've got a lot of basketball to talk about. Scoreboard update coming up with Brendan King on Indiana Sports Talk.
Shout out to CP. Coach, I appreciate you putting up with me for as much as you do. Back to the scores. Sectional semifinal Friday. We begin from Class 4A in the Concord Sectional. Northridge defeating Goshen 54-42. And Elkhart, they squeaked by Warsaw 55-53. Some good ball games tonight, Coach. To the DeKalb Sectional. Fort Wayne Snyder beating DeKalb 50-36, and Carroll Fort Wayne, they handle East Noble 57-34. In the Lake Central Sectional, Hammond Central takes down Gary West 59-34. We await the final of Munster and Lake Central in the next few moments. Huntington North Sectional. Huntington North, they blast New Haven 55-11, and the same case for Homestead, riling up the scoreboard 73 points, beating Fort Wayne Wayne 73-32. In the Lafayette Jeff Sectional, Harrison West Lafayette, they get by Kokomo 49-31, and Logansport, they get a win over Lafayette Jeff 53-39. Down to the Southport Sectional, Ben Davis 58, Pike 45. Then Franklin Central defeats Decatur Central 46-36. In the Terre Haute South Sectional, Avon topping Terre Haute South 66-47, and Brownsburg a W against Plainfield 65-48. Continuing our coverage all night, I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us tonight. Sectional semifinal Friday. Great place to be. Let's talk about the Evansville-Harrison sectional. That is a very, very competitive sectional. Jasper over Evansville writes tonight, 43-33 from WITZ in Jasper. Our own Chris Norton. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for thinking of us and giving us a call. Tell me about the Wildcats in this matchup with Wrights tonight.
Well, how about a first sectional championship appearance since 2014 and 2015? This is a Wildcats team that began the season 2-7. They've gone 10-7 from that stretch on. And coming into tonight, it would be how would they contain Kalise Mitchell down low, 6'4". Got to work around her, the tallest Jasper player, right at about 5'10", 5'11". But they were able to do so in a game full of runs. Jasper would score the first 4 points. Next 7 belonged to Evansville Wrights. The next 11 to Jasper. At one point, we were worried about what the next Evansville Wrights run would look like, but they would even things up 22 apiece in the third quarter. The Cats would close the third on an 8-2 run, and they would never look back. It got back down to 7 points in the lead, but the Wildcats able to keep them at an arm's length. They had a couple standout performers tonight. Junior Emma Shipp, she went for 19 points this evening. That's what I had her for, and she was a terror in the paint. Drawing fouls, putting in layups, stepping out, hitting jumpers, you name it, she did it. 8 points tonight for Carly Rogers down low. Tori Brandt, a senior, knocked down 2 crucial threes in the second quarter on her way to 7 points. And this is a Jasper Wildcat team that, as the season goes on, is playing their best basketball. And as they do, they get deeper. They're looking at 9, 10, maybe even 11 that they can go off the bench with the new crop of freshmen.
All right, so who are they playing tomorrow night? Who won that North and Central matchup?
Central ended up winning. So you've got the two likely favorites in Castle and North now out of it. So it's free money, anybody's ball game. Jasper, Evansville Central, that's one that the Bears had won. But the Wildcats had a chance to tie it up within the last minute or 90 seconds. So that's one that two... I think both teams are looking so different from when they met back in, I believe it was November, early December, that it's hard to predict on that one. But that has been, as you said on the lead-in, one of the most interesting and competitive. I mean, it is a level playing field there. But the note on when they will play, that'll be on Monday at 8 p.m. We did have some weather that postponed the first round, not only from Tuesday to Wednesday, but then from Wednesday to Thursday. So the Wildcats back-to-back night winners. Wrights was playing their first game off the draw.
Outstanding. All right, Chris. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon, but I appreciate the call from WITZ. Chris Norton on the call of Jasper's win tonight in sectional action. Jasper beating Evansville Wrights 43-33. Chris, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
I will. I will talk to you tomorrow. Jasper, Heritage Hills boys tomorrow, and that should be a good one.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thanks, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Sectional action tonight. Lawrence North and Cathedral squaring off at Lawrence Central. Lawrence North wins it 42-36 from the Indiana High School Sports.com. Adrian Holden on the call of this game. Adrian, thank you for the call. Tell me how they're able to win this game tonight.
Hey, first of all, Coach, thanks for having me on. As a bit of an interloper from the Lone Star State, this is my first run with you guys to this famed and ballyhooed Indiana High School basketball tournament. I'm just happy to watch to see if the picket fence shows up and see if I can get Dennis Hopper to come in and coach for us. But Elliott and Cathedral out at Lawrence Central tonight, a pair of teams who live within a couple of blocks of where they play, but they hadn't played each other yet this year. Gets the win, 44-36. That's how I had it scored. They cut the scoreboard off really quick over there at LC when LN wins the ball game, as you can imagine. Somebody who works in that building. I also second that type of behavior. The winner in that ball, the leading scorer for LN was Monica Williams. She had 12 points. It was a real team effort. 11 points from Mills. She scored all of that in the second half. And they were able to hold off Cathedral. The ball game started 10-9 first half, a 9-8 second half. It was really close. It was 9-8 and then 10-8. It was really close there in that first half. The third quarter belonged to Cathedral. It looked like we might have had ourselves an Irish win there in the fourth quarter, but LN came out hot. And most importantly, and this is something that I don't know if you guys talk about this on this show very much, but the lack of a shot clock reared its ugly head there in the fourth quarter as inside of 4 minutes, LN goes four corners. Now, it wasn't quite four corners, but the four corners started to appear. Cathedral allowed Lawrence North to dissipate close to three entire minutes off the clock on one end of the floor. Dribble weaves and passes, a couple of out-of-bounds deflections. They held on to the basketball on one end for 3 minutes, and that was the difference there in the fourth quarter. It was only a two-and-a-half possession game, but Cathedral didn't have enough time, and that loss of basically half of the fourth quarter where they just defended doggedly and couldn't come up with the basketball, they had three team fouls and couldn't get to the 17th foul to turn into a free throw contest until almost 61 seconds left in the ballgame. And it just wasn't enough time. LN able to hang on to go to the championship game, and they'll face off against Warren.
Adrian Holden from, again, from IndianaHighSchoolSports.com. Lawrence North, 42-36 winners over Cathedral at Lawrence Central. Adrian, thanks so much for the call. Hopefully you'll call us tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
Great. Thank you. Thanks so much. Coming up, we have much more basketball to talk about. We have a full day of college basketball tomorrow. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk about the IU-Purdue matchup down in Bloomington tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It's great. I think everybody benefits when these two teams are as good as they are and as ranked as highly as they are. I think the sport of basketball benefits greatly in our state. Not that it needs help, but it benefits greatly from these two schools doing what they're doing. Top of the hour scoreboard update coming up, and then more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk.